heard a lot about tiny houses as one of the solutions in the affordable housing crisis. Tiny houses are trending in communities from California to Kentucky. A tiny house is also featured as the home of a young couple in their parents' backyard on the TV show Life in Pieces. Soon, Kauai will have a model tiny house produced by the statewide Native Hawaiian nonprofit Homestead Housing Authority. I talk with Robin Poinani Danner, the chairman of the Sovereign Councils of the Hawaiian Homelands Assembly, about why the authority is investing in a tiny homes pilot project.
We saw it as a real solution to overcrowding situations with many families in Hawaii, and really a realistic, achievable option to increasing the affordable housing inventory in Hawaii. So that's really our focus, not on mobile or trendy statuses of the tiny home movement, but to use the thought process of tiny homes, which really aren't tiny. I mean, we're focused on a 480 square foot unit, which is, you know, a good size apartment, a studio apartment. And so we're trying it out and seeing if the tiny home creativity can be one small solution toward the housing crisis in Hawaii.
Prefabrication is usually what makes it affordable and easier to both ship and then erect. How is your home a little different, perhaps, than some of the ones that we've seen in some of the more well-publicized media?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we've been working on this concept and thinking about it and running numbers for about, 9 months to a year. And so what's coming up next month in June is we actually want to touch it, feel it, track every single cost related to it, track the number of labor hours that would be needed to erect it. So the prefabricated model has promise, but at the same time, we are comparing it to, as best we can, apples to apples as best we can, to a conventional stick-built home of similar size. What we're finding, again, we will be able to check the boxes on exact data in about a month. But what we're finding in our budgetary approaches is that a prefabricated unit will run maybe $20,000, $25,000 less with materials and labor and shipping and all of that calculated in. But the real value, I think, and again, we're in a part of this pilot is about proving out all these theories so that they aren't theories anymore. But the real value is in the cost savings in labor and the cost savings in time. You know that saying, time is money? It really does apply to home building. And so what we're finding is that we should be able to enclose a prefabricated unit, you know, inside of a week, whereas if we were using conventional stick build, it would be a couple months.
The idea that time is money is certainly something that most people who've gone through either a build from scratch or have done remodeling understand. When you say that, you know, you're going to be able to build this in under a week, we're not going to see things, I would imagine, like, you know, tiny Tudors or itty-bitty ranch houses or some of the more colorful styles that have made their way into our consciousness over the last several years that tiny homes have become a real trending item.
No, I don't. That's not the direction we're headed in. As I said, the tiny home movement has come in all shapes and sizes, and some of it is fad related. We tried to take the best of the creativity and the core thought process around tiny homes for a permanent structure. So you'll see the unit that we're piloting to come in first is 20 by 24. So that's a pretty standard and very similar to conventional stick-built packages, 20 by 24 equaling 480 square feet. It'll have a one-bedroom, one-bath with stackable washer-dryer, a full kitchen, and, of course, a small living area. So it's not going to be colorful or cartoonish or carnivalistic. It's really the solution we want to bring in is a real conventional living quarters that maybe kupuna, who might have been overcrowded in their original home by older children or grown adult children, all overcrowded in the same home, and they can place a tiny home on the same lot. Or maybe it's for young adults that have grown up in a house and are starting out. So there's a specific demographic that I think these apartment-style homes will fit a need.
Because there is such a concern about aesthetics for neighborhoods and just in general, can you describe what style these houses are in? What would you call it?
They're pretty conventional. I mean, it'll have a gabled roof for example. And again, I think June 20th, and by the end of June, you know, by July 1st, we're going to have a real live touch it, feel it, walk through it opportunity, which is why our nonprofit felt that it was powerful and important to dedicate resources to doing a pilot for ourselves first before we made any of these units available to our friends and family and community.
At what point do you think you'll make them available?
After the pilot is done in the end of June, and if it meets muster, if it meets our standards and we're happy with it, we could end up opening to take orders by the end of July.
But those orders would be replications of the one that they're seeing. You're not going to allow people to change things a little bit and try to make it a little more personal?
What a great question. We have three specific designs right now. We have a 16 by 20, which is 320 square feet that we're looking at. That's the smallest. Then a 20 by 20, which is 400 square feet. And the largest unit that we're committed to right now is a 20 by 24, the 480 square feet, which is the pilot that's coming in. So we want to make some basic variations available. And then through this learning process, through this first pilot unit, we'll be able to know what other kinds of alterations that wouldn't get too complicated. And again, alterations create cost, right? So we want to be right in the swim lane that keeps this thing under $75,000, under, you know, $500 a month with ownership in 13 to 15 years. So we've got a specific target that we're trying to meet. And if changes stay within that target, okay. If not, then we're probably going to lay down on three or four very basic plans.
After you go through this pilot program on Kauai, is there already a plan to be able to move this through the rest of Hawaii?
Yes. The Board of Commissioners of our nonprofit, our Homestead Housing Authority, was very deliberate a year ago when we decided to prove out this concept up or down. They wanted to start on a neighbor island because a lot of initiatives get started on Oahu. And so we're starting on Kauai. And then, like I said, if later in the fall, if things work out well and the board is happy and the nonprofit's happy with the product, then we'll make it available to other islands for sure.
Well, we'll look forward to getting a picture of it as soon as it's built in about a month. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bethany. You have a great day.
Robin Puanani Danner is the chairman of the Sovereign Councils of the Hawaiian Homelands Assembly. The Homestead Housing Authority is running the pilot project. It's a statewide nonprofit that's governed by Native Hawaiians to develop affordable housing, community facilities, and to foster economic development on or near Hawaiian homelands.